Begin the current time, Sat Misachim, Nachlam and Ches, begin the Amran Alf. Again, Tez the Master, begin with the Gemara, Asir Lechem Lechem, then the Gezer Shabbam of Lechem Lechem, which explains that based on this Gezer Shabbam of Lechem Lechem, they will learn that from Chala to Matzah, why can you not also exclude the Matzah of Tevel from the same source? Says Taisa Ziksha, read our lines, he says, Kibin Elfin Lechem Lechem, since we learn that the Gezer Shabbam of Lechem Lechem, they mean Matzah Shalachem, that's how we know that has to be your Matzah, even though it doesn't say that Matzahschem, we learn it from Arisa Seichem Mechalim. So then, Amai Yitzchok Le'elam Utish Le'etz B'Tevel. Why do we have to exclude previously to say you cannot fulfill your matzah of table of untithed produce? Because it says Mishay Sur Mishem Baltechel Chametz Avchol. The pasuk equates that of the matzah to that of the eating of chametz only that which is prohibited only because of chametz. That's the one that you can fill with matzah, which exclude that of table, which also has the prohibition of table. What do you mean? Typically, to be in shalchem. What do you mean? Sufficient that we said matzah has to be yours, but table in shalchem and table is not yours. How do we know? The code to esrog shel demai, as we find by the esrog of demai, which is doubtful if it was tithed or not. The mach should be sold below my gazel. Basil says it's valid as the gemara brings a sukkah of halam hamid beis. Mafarish the gemara explains over there from the ibayim after the nuchse, because if the person wants to, so he could declare all his items ownerless. Bab ani, he'd be a pauper. Bechazel, and then the rabbis never decreed on ani that of demai. So hashta namish alachem kriin beis. So therefore, now the demai of the esrog is also going to be considered as his. The mashma sounds like that's only by demai. The table gam aloy chashv shalachem, but what totally untithed, which is forbidden for everyone, is not considered shalachem. So that should be the reason why we're excluding table from matzah. We shouldn't need that drasha the gemara previously brought. So, but tier three, the re-answer is no. Esrog shel table aloy chashv shaloi, an esrog of table, like we're inferring from the gemara sukkah, that's not considered his. Why? Kimin shatrach lit min lekayim alevi, since he has to give it to the kohen to levi. Will be in shehik kol esrog shaloi, means that the whole esrog should be his. Av matzah kachas to matzah shem ochel kol kach, that if he ate so much shem hayol nice men truma ma'isa mimasha ochel, that if he would give truma ma'isa from what he ate akati ochel shem matzah, he would still eat a measure of the matzah chashv shabbos shaloi, then it's considered his because he doesn't have to eat the whole thing. He could leave over some to give it to the kohen to the levi, and therefore it'd still be considered as his even though it's tabel. Rashba answers. He says a different answer. He says the itzuch le'el krav, the reason why the Gemara needed to bring a previous pasuk, lehecha for a case shemashi yafashi shalai, where actually what he's going to separate is going to be his. Could go in, for example, mukayim. The truma is going to separate. It's going to go to him. Oy lebi, or the ma'aser rishon is going to go to him. Oy solani, or the yisrael that he himself is a pauper. But not the man that kicked a truma ma'aser rishon, and he takes a loaf of truma and the ma'aser rishon, the shalachem kriin be, that is considered shalachem, because he doesn't have to give it to anyone else, although it's tevel. So, but it's still lechem. If you have to exclude it from leisach lematzes, which is comparing it to chametz, that only has to have the prohibition of chametz and not that of tevel. The next says the master begin with the gemara. Oh, aval chalasai, but oh, now that it's chala, the metamia where it's going to become tame. Oh, now you can't go ahead and redeem it anymore. Now it has to go get burned. Maybe then we would not be able to say that you could fulfill it with the chala of that of ma'aser shein. Shaitz can explain that. Do we have to say that our sugya holds that the concept of the walls of Yerushalayim are containing the item? Is that biblical or rabbinic? It says, this sugya must be going like the opinion which is brought in Makkah, that the walls that they contain, the holy item once brought to Yerushalayim, is a biblical law. Why? Because the Rabban was rabbinic. Then Yeshla had Mashabas, even the case that we're bringing here in the Gemara and the Damascus would have a permissibility outside of Yerushalayim in old places which you need for the matzah of B'chol Meshvei Seichem. Why? Because the Yatzachot Mechitza was taken out of the walls. Niftis Avalotar then can be redeemed, even if it's tar. Forget about when it becomes tummy, then that would be the only way according to Rabbi Lazar. And that wouldn't be possible in Schala. It's not true. Even if it's Tahira, if it was taken out, you would be able to be redeemed, and therefore it would be considered B'chol Meshvei Seichem. Or Yanami, another prototype, as I said, no, keeping Rabbani Elam B'di Yisim, rabbinically there's no redemption, because rabbinically, Mechitzas are kerlet. So like, L'chashav Necha B'chol Meshvei Seichem, they wouldn't be considered eaten in all your cities, and therefore, actually, could even be according to the Amma, and Mechitza Liklet is Rabban. Then next is the master begins with the Gemara, or Yidemo, maybe. May we say no? Since we're not called a Chala, then you'd be able to redeem when it becomes Tameh. So therefore, now also, even though it's Chala, maybe you could still use it for the Matzah on the Seder night. Shes explains, what qualifies for this halacha? Because Tameh Levi, the Re finds this a wonder. If you say this smart, this logic, as the Gemara is bringing as a taste, the mask of hoil of sins, had I not called it, so then even now, it should, when I did call it, should be valid. But if that's the case, then the first fruits of Bikurim should also be considered that you could eat B'chomash V'Seichem. Why? Everyone agrees Bikurim cannot be, because you have to eat in Yerushalayim. But had I not called Bikurim, then I would have been able to. And that's the same, you can say is no. Like them, it's not comparable. The shame bikurim in an echbacham mishmasech. You never have bikurim eaten in all your cities. It has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But over here, shame chala nechbacham mishmasechim. The title of chala, which is actually what's making it problematic, because now when it becomes tummy, you can't go ahead and redeem it because it's chala, which becomes burned. But chala itself is nechbacham mishmasechim. V'chein shame maisel luchadein nechbacham mishmasechim. And each individual component, maisel is also nechbacham mishmasechim, becomes tummy. So Hilchah there of a chal is meiser on the shapa. So yes, but the chal of meiser, yes. Although now when you have the two of them together, do you actually run out the algorithm doesn't work anymore? But haibul ekar l'shem, then you'll say, however, the logic of oh, had I not called the chal cannot go ahead and make it worse, because chal itself could be in conscious bikum. You never have the title of bikum being able to be eaten out of your shlam. Now, Boydiksha, another question that he has is, Amin Hoyle, if you're going to say this svar, this logic of Hoyle of sins, so then Maisa Shani, Namin Echab Chamash Hazekam, the Maisa Shani also should be considered that's eaten all your cities. Why? Hoyle Boyle of Yushalayim, had I not brought the Maisa Shani to Yushalayim, and I would have redeemed it of money, and I would have kept the produce out of Yushalayim, I could have eaten it, Bechamash Hazekam, had I not brought the Maisa Shani to Yushalayim. So then, Abama Yitzchak Lukmul El Kirib Elaza, why is the Gemara previous have to say, that the reason why it's going to be considered Chamash HaZeichem is because of Elazar when it becomes Tamei, and then you can redeem it. What do you mean? I could just say Hoyle, had I not brought it to Yerushalayim. That's the sense, there's so much you can say, is no, if not for Elazar, you cannot say that you have a title of Maiser Sheni ever eaten in all your cities, because of what we're saying, since had I not brought it to Yerushalayim, just like I can't say, oh, had I not called a Maiser, that is, to say that you would be eaten in Bechomesh Reseichem, because that's not a smart to say in the Maaser Sheni, had I not made the Maaser Sheni, had I not brought it to Yerushalayim. That's why I need Rebbe Elazar to say that, no, even when it actually is the bona fide Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, that still you could include it because it would become Tamei, you'd be able to bring it Bechomesh Reseichem, and therefore that's included in this Matzah's Rebbe, to say that you could use it for the Matzahs in the Seder night. Next says Matzah begins with Zigmar B'Yudam Kabi. He says that actually, when it's purchased with Maaser Sheni funds, then you have to bury it. Shes explains this Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanim. Says today's time to Rebbe. The reason Rebbe Yudah is Mishum the Darsh because he expounds Kesef Rishon with the Kesef Sheni, and says you can redeem the Maaser Sheni. The Tzarta by Kesef you can redeem it with money. It's only one time that it says that you can't redeem it two times. Lekach. Therefore, two ramifications. Ein and Nifta Lekuach Tar Berichim Malkam. You can't redeem it if it's purchased with money, even if it's tar, if it's not in Yerushalayim. Why didn't she nifta tamim b'kar mokim? So you can't redeem it when it's tamim in Yerushalayim, because it's tamim b'chad kar nafki. Both of them went out from one pasuk. Meloich suchas esa, when you can't carry it. Which, and that we see, that these are both the same idea, where you can redeem it one time, and after you redeemed it, then you can't redeem it a second time. So whether it be because it's tar and too far, or tummy in Yerushalayim, doesn't make a difference. You cannot redeem it. Now, Rabban Leidash Kesef Rishon Leikesef Sheni. Rabban, they don't make this drasha, and therefore, Basari, they hold both things the opposite. The Lekuach Tar and Nifta Berachim Malkim. If it was purchased with Maaser Sheni funds and it's tar, you can redeem it when it's far away from Yerushalayim. What did Tamei Bekar Malkim? Or if it's tummy in Yerushalayim, you can redeem that too. Now, because the Rashba, it's difficult to the Rashba, because Bereshis is Mekam the Gemara and Zvachim Nabem Tzavel Parach asks on this, on a concept where it says, the Gemara there says, you don't find something secondary could be more stringent than the primary. You don't? Where who nifta, the Maaser Sheni itself could be redeemed, and that which it purchased could not be redeemed. That's not like learning the Mishnah, that if it was purchased, it became tummy, you could redeem it. Which nitma in, if it became tummy, yes, but it didn't become tummy now. The hainu, that is, at a distance, far away. The kaikara, the meiser atzma nifta. In such a situation, the meiser itself is redeemed. Now, ubeinin acher, but in another way, where it's in Yerushalayim itself, lo yavo tovu chamim na'ikar. Then the secondary cannot be more stringent than the primary, where meiser itself is also not redeemed in Yerushalayim, and if it becomes tamei, you can redeem it whether it's meiser sheni itself or whether it's purchased with the money of meiser sheni. So Amos says to you, see, lekuach l'rabbanon, when the purchase of Maaser Sheni from the current Rabbanon, nami in an ifta tar b'rochim makam, it also cannot be redeemed if it's tar at a distance. Because if they were hold that you could redeem it b'rochim makam, then they wouldn't have said that it's more stringent than Maaser Sheni itself. Number 3, the answer is, that that the Rabbanan, they hold that biblically that you can redeem, as we said before, Kesem Ma'aser Sheni at a Richik Makim. There where it says it does not have redemption by Richik Makim, is talking about rabbinically. Even though biblically you can redeem it, even if it was purchased with money's Ma'aser Sheni, because again, like Tesla pointed out, they don't dash and Kesem Rishon by Kesem Sheni. But however, the Rabbanan was stringent that it shouldn't be redeemed so that you don't have the secondary being more stringent than the primary. Knuck says the master begins with the Gemara Chalas Tayyid Berkik and Nazim. That Tayyid comes to explain that why do we invalidate them from being used as matzah even before they're sanctified and before the carbon was slaughtered on them. Just as our Mishnah said that if you made it for yourself, you cannot use them. The Gemara learns out from two different sukkim that it has to be matzah mishtames l'shem matzah and not l'shem zavah. Says Tayyid near the Rikip Yisrael Kodesh. Seems to the Rikip like the way Rashi explains. The Meir says too much that the carbon wasn't even slaughtered yet, and it wasn't sanctified, and still it's going to be invalidated because the ihukdashu was told when they were sanctified. It says typically the min matzascha. We had already pointed out that it has to be your matzah, the gemin lechem lechem, and if it's that of kachim, then it's not yours, Hashem's. But only more of us says to come up because the Gemara says the Mishnah said lim kabishuk if you made it to salt in the street, yitzin behendi could fulfill it. Obviously, it's talking about where it wasn't sanctified. Because again, if it was, then you wouldn't be able to fulfill it either way. Now, so Taisis, so it sounds like that it wasn't sanctified. Now, what's bothering Taisis is, based on what we're saying, the Torah wasn't sanctified. So, how could Rabbi explain that the reason why is because it wasn't safeguarded for matzah only for the carbon? But since you didn't make it a carbon yet, so what are you saying? It's Mishtames L'Shem Zavach. So, Taisis, this is what the Gemara was saying. Matzah, Mishtames L'Shem Matzah. If you have matzah that was protected for the purpose of matzah, Yotzizu excludes these Chalas Taidin, Rekik and Nazar, Mishtames L'Shem Zebach, Kishay Kedishem. It's made for the purpose of being for that of a couple when you're going to sanctify. And Machain also, Shein Echolim Me'echad, this that the other interpretation said of Revisiv, that it's only for matzahs that are eaten for 7 days, not for 1 day. Akkad, Mishtames L'Shemach, it's relying on the Pasuk of Rabbah, of that's to be safeguarded for that of L'Shem Matzah's Mitzah. The Bein Shetein Shemitz L'Shem Shemitz has to be protected for that of, he's just expounding on that, as Rashi points us out, for that of 7 days. Now, B'chod the Parah, this is the Gemara asks on both of them, the Tebulein Shein Nechal Manin, is that, what do you mean? Sufficient that you can't use these Chalas Tayyid Rekik Nazir because they're not eaten as state of Aninas. And also, B'Shein Nechal Mechal Meshav, another question the Gemara had was, that it's not eaten in all your cities. But this is difficult because even when it wasn't sanctified, so what do you mean? It actually is eaten on this, and it is eaten b'chomesh v'sechek, but it's not the carbon, yeah? This is what the Gemara means to say. It wasn't made to be eaten in all your cities and a state of Benin. Similar like we said before. And then Tayyip says, this is what the Gemara doesn't ask. That it wasn't made, same type of a question, to be your matzah rather for Hashem, so how could you fulfill the obligation of being matzaschim, being yours? So Tayyip says, like custom behind the absurd of matzaschim. You're right. But since it doesn't say explicitly the invalidation of that has to be yours, because you only learn from Gzeir Shavav Lechem Lechem, so maybe you couldn't have asked this question that it wasn't made to be yours. But technically, that is also a true point.